Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia, this is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I guess that makes me Daffodil.
And we're bringing you another edition of Cheese Please. I said that, right?
Twice.
Oh, sorry. Welcome once again to the Wacky, Warped, and Weird every week. And Daffodil, I'm having so much fun. I did a little bit of, remodeling here in the studio.
So, okay.
Yeah, I you know that office thing, the carpet runner office thing you actually got for me?
Oh, and the thing that goes under your chair so you don't static electricity yourself to death.
Yeah. And I got so frustrated. It kept moving around, so I just took up the carpet that was under it, and I put it straight on the bare floor, and now I can go zooming back and forth on my chair with ease. That's just amazing.
And if there's no carpet, there's no static.
I know. It's like, whoa, I could go back here, and then I could go back. Whoa, I got to be careful, though.
Yes, be careful, or I'm going to put training wheels on your wheels.
I'm going to run into the control console if I do it too much. Yes, and we don't want that, right?
Big, loud, boom, crash.
Yes. And on the show this week, we have something that's rather interesting. 1950s cheese.
Wasn't everything from the 1950s cheese?
You'd tend to think so, wouldn't you?
Yes.
But apparently not. No.
Apparently there are things that are more cheesy.
Yes. We have the Mama Doll song and the Barking Dog. Ooh.
Very interesting.
Yes. And as well on top of that, we have a Catbox cover song that even Barry Manilow, who hates the song, would hate.
Even more.
Yes.
But a version that he will hate more than his own version. That's intelligent.
Isn't it? I think so. But we're starting off the show with the Werner Mueller
The Werner Mueller Orchestra.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. That's a tongue twister.
I know. And get up, I feel like being a sex machine. Ooh, I don't know if we can play that. I suppose we can.
Too late. We're playing it anyway.
But we're starting off with his version of Satisfaction. Right here on...
It's Cheese Please.
I'm
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
With the Wurlitzer Mueller Orchestra and Get Up, I Feel Like a Sex Machine.
That is not what I was expecting from somebody who was born in 1920.
I don't know what to say before that. And before that, their version of Satisfaction, stuck in the 60s with the Wurlitzer Mueller Orchestra. And what do you mean stuck in 1920 or born in 1920?
Born in 1920.
Really?
Really.
So he was like 40-something. When he did this stuff. That'd be about right. This is the 1960s. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Well, you never know. He gets a little older and does that whole living with the teenagers thing. That's all I get to say.
I don't know. He's got an album out there that's called The Strip Goes On, and I'm very afraid of what that might be about after listening to these two.
Oh, no. Well, we will have to listen to that one. With something stuck in our ears.
Yes, and see if it's, you know, cheesy suitable.
There we go. My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And from the 1960s...
To the 1950s.
Yes, and we're going into some 1950s cheese that I found on one record, and I thought, that's an easy way to program a show, right?
Well, it's an easy way to program a set, anyway. It's not a whole show. It's only two songs.
Yeah, well, it's part of it. But we get Patti Page and the Mama Doll song. Which
I'm afraid.
Which I personally think should have been in a horror movie.
Oh, thank you for the heads up and warning.
Well, we're starting off with the Crew Cuts and
the Barking Dog.
On?
Yep. I know you don't believe it, folks, but it's still Cheese, Please.
Little dog, won't you keep out of sight? I was outside her door.
long after dark. She said, shh, shh, the doggy will bark. Sweetheart, I said, opening the door. When he sees this, he'll bark no more. Little dog, here's a bone. If you'll leave me alone. But he barked, barked, he just wouldn't stop. Woke up the house, Mama and Pop. Then they both got up and switched on the light. So no one got kissed that night. Well, the next night was dark, moonlight was dim. This time I brought a biscuit for him. Sweetheart, I said, opening the door. When he sees this, he'll bark no more. Little pup, if you will, eat this up and be still. But he barked, barked, he just wouldn't stop. Woke up the house, Mama and Pop. Then they both got up and switched on the light. So no one got kissed that night. Then a thought came to me like a light in a fog. Want a dog as a friend, bring a friend for the dog. So I brought one along when I came the next night. Oh, what a dog, he's so pretty and bright. And I said, shh, 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 barking pup, shh, 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 meet your friend, shh, 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 and shut up. Did he bark, bark? Oh, no, not a peep. All through the house, all were asleep. So I'm glad to say it ended all right. Someone got kissed that night. Now my girl's my bride, all dressed up in white. 'Cause someone got kissed that night.
That's so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese, please.
I once had a doll that was all dressed in white. I called her my baby and I'd hold her tight. Her eyes were so blue and her cheeks were so red. But I loved her most of all each time she said, Mama, 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 Mama. One little word she knew. Mama, 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 Mama. To me it meant I love you. My dolly was waiting when I'd want to play, and I always knew that she wanted each day. I'd wash her and feed her and put her to bed, but I'd never leave her until she said,
with Patty Page and the Mama Doll song.
Mama, I want to kill you.
Certainly has that tone, doesn't it?
Die, die, die.
It really does. I'm sorry. It's just a little bit of horror music mixed in there as it's playing on a phonograph in the dead girl's room as the mother mourns or something like
this is not a Halloween show. Stop it.
Sorry. I had inspiration listening to that.
Not a Halloween show. Stop it.
And before that, we had the Crew Cuts and the Barking Dog,
if your dog barks, you won't get married.
Huh?
He's talking about the fact that he wouldn't have been able to kiss her if the dog had barked, and they wouldn't have been getting married if the dog had barked. So.
Oh, jeez. I was so wound up in that whole mama song, just getting ready to listen to it. I didn't listen to that one. I'm sorry. My name is Starter.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please, and now we're going to do this.
Cat blocks clever songs. Songs so bad.
Get out the kitty litter.
They should have been sparrows.
Hey, kitty, I'm coming back here. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. No, no, no.
Stop doing that.
I'm sorry. I'm going back and forth, you know. I'm getting used to my floor. It's under the chair now.
It's like you've never seen a floor before.
I know, but I can go, back. I like it. It's kind of cool. Okay.
I'm glad you're so easily amused.
Yes, I got Martin and Munich. Is that their
name? That sounds right.
Yes. And their version of Copacabana.
We're very sorry, dear listener.
On?
Cheese, Please!
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, with yellow feathers in her hair, and a dress cut down to there, she put merengue, and do the cha-cha, and while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor, they worked from 8 till 4, they were young and they had each other, who could ask for more at the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of at the Copa. They fell in love. Copacabana. His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Here at the Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love, Copacabana, Copacabana, Copacabana. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair, she sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony, now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of her. Copa, Copacabana, music crashing at the Copa. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love. Copacabana.
A song about the radio, and the only reason I never wrote a song about the radio is radio's about my favorite word, and I was afraid of overusing it, I thought. But now that I've started and it's feeling kind of right, I'd like to tell you all I know about the radio tonight. I never learned about the radio, I only ever used to listen to it a lot. When the nights are long and you're feeling out of sorts, you can listen to the music, you can listen to sports, you can listen to the traffic and the weather reports. There's consolation there, and if you like a lot of chatter, you can get a lot of chat. The radio's a very handy medium for that, and it really doesn't matter if the patter is pat, all the better to help you sleep. Such a beautiful name for such a beautiful thing, and once I sent away and got a secret ring, you can turn it up loud and you can turn it down soft, even turn it off. And another little trick, though, to say it is embarrassing, you can listen to the news and you'll feel better by comparison. Sitting safe and sound while they are blowing up a garrison somewhere. Take great care, no dead air is ever allowed to happen, or a creaky chair. Keep your finger on the button and your head right there, and the time goes beep, beep, beep. We used to have a radio that was bigger than me back in the days before the invention of a form of entertainment whose name I wouldn't mention in the self-same sense as the radio. A radio, oh, radio, oh, radio, oh. Here's another song about the radio. Faithful friend, way back when the voice of doom filled the room. Gone the way of love in bloom. Now it's static packed in the attic. Well, I always found the radio a dependable rig. They come from little, it's a busy to way too big. But at least I know wherever I go, I can always listen to my radio. And when the nights are clear, I can also hear a radio wave from Uncle Sam to my antenna. And that's all I really like to say about the radio today. Thank you.
Cheese Please with Bob Snyder and the radio song. Hey, news and weather.
I actually like that.
News and weather and all together. Hey, yeah. All that patter with the platters. Hey. Sorry. And before that, we had Martin and Munich and Copacabana. I wonder if they could sing the Band-Aid song.
Why?
Because Barry Manilow wrote that too, you know, with the whole jingle, the Band-Aid song, or the you know. Okay, just Google it, okay? Fine. Oh, can't win right now.
You know too much sometimes, and you get yourself all into these tangents.
You know, he started his career at CBS in the mailroom in New York City.
And then he wrote radio commercials?
Radio jingles.
Jingles, that's the word.
And then he decided to write the songs, although the song he wrote...
I write
wrote,
the songs that make the whole world sing?
Yes, but he didn't write that song. That's the irony.
I know.
Anyway, my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil. And yes, dear listener, you have reached the end of this episode of Cheese Please. Congratulations.
Yes, you made it through this. I'm impressed.
We're always impressed.
Oh, jeez, you know. Now, I have a legitimate reason to actually move back in my chair as I
bring... Because you gotta go get the tube.
Hey, well, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Turn it on as it comes up. Comes up. Oh, jeez. There it is. Okay, let's just... open the door. And we have an industrial musical called All in the York Family about air conditioners.
Pattern, oh, that would be a cool thing.
Patterned after All in the Family, the TV series from the early 1970s. I almost wanted to laugh at that. Sorry.
and Trinidad and Tobago. Until next week, folks.
Trinidad and Tobago. Till next week, folks. Have fun. Stay cheesy.
York's trip plan is really great. I wish I could calculate how I could arrange this date with Trinidad
and Tobago.
Guidebooks are all quite true. Green mountains and skies of blue. It's summer the whole year through in Trinidad
and Tobago.
We'd stay at the Trinidad Hilton, the upside-down hotel. 2 days we'll spend in Port-au-Prince's friendly Caribbean spell. It's really a melting pot, from Hindu to Hottentot. Kimonos to slightly Scots. That's Trinidad.
Calypso, music from steel bands.
Boom, chicky boom.
Surfing, sunning, golden sands.
Boom, chicky boom.
Tennis, fishing, scuba too.
It's so Spanish.
It's West Indies, dreams come true.
Over the hill, your third great day. You'll see Venezuela far away. But then press on to Maracas Bay.
There on the beach you'll laugh and play. Maybe rum and Coca-Cola. You're gonna sing hurrah. Soon cross the bay you hop. Tobago's your happy stop.
Golf is great and so's the beach, with coral gardens in close reach.
Bright colored birds are visual treat,
from ibis to parakeets. Then flying back home you'll say, one hell of a holiday. Your heart will be light and gay. You'll tap your feet to our Calypso beat. You'll be so glad in Trinidad.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.